Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, look for hog futures open moderately higher today, and it's boosted by follow-through buying and short covering. The cattle complex also expected to begin on a firm basis this morning, supported by rising carcass value and cash optimism. Cattle buying inquiry should start to improve today as packers consider what it will take to source their next round of live inventory, assuming that feedlot managers stick to higher asking prices. The development of significant trade volume could easily be delayed until sometime on Friday. Live and feeder futures should again open moderately higher, supported by pre-cash short covering and light spec buying. Now, the hog buyers expected to resume procurement chores this morning with bids steady to a dollar lower. The happy combination of ample country offerings and rich processing margins continues to aggressively prime the pump of chain speed. At this point, it looks like the Saturday slaughter could be as large as 325,000 head. The hog future should open moderately higher today, supported by residual buying and further short covering. Now, corn and soybeans did close lower yesterday as outside events continue to swirl around a number of markets. About 20 minutes before the crops closed, the Federal Reserve said it would keep interest rates unchanged for now, but market watchers still expect a rate hike in December. Equities briefly added to losses after that announcement, but quickly recovered to previous levels. Winter wheat markets closed higher yesterday, while spring wheat was a few cents lower. Forecasts put rain in the central and southern plains, and this week and next, which should ease some of the dry conditions there. Corn futures closed down a few cents to finish near a two-week low and below the 20, 100, and 200-day moving averages. Funds were net sellers for the second straight day after they had reduced their net short position last week. Soybeans fell about 7 cents, with volume leader January at a two-week low and resting near chart support at the 20 and 200-day moving averages. The sale to China was supportive, but attention is on the big harvest and next week's big crop report. We'll check futures in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On our cattle futures, December live cattle was down 15 cents, 105.37. February down 15 cents, 106.30. Feeder cattle for November up 40 cents, 126.57. January up 50 cents at 120.92. December hogs up $1.37 at 47.82. And February up 130 at 54 even. On the grains, hard red winter wheat, December up 1 3/4, 415.5. And the March was up 1 3/4 at 433.25. Chicago wheat, December up 3.5, 417.75. And the March was up 3 cents at 434.5. December corn up down 2 3/4, 346.25. March down 2 1/4 at 355.5. January soybeans down 6 3/4 at 986.5. March down 6.5 at 993.5. December cotton up 43, 69.03. March up 37, 69.50. December crude oil up 53, 45.87. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.